coming up.
The prosecution, though, claiming Rudolph confessed, referencing a moment at a Phoenix steakhouse when witnesses say they heard Rudolph yell to Milleron, "I killed my expletive wife for you."
For Vault Studios, I'm Reed Redmond.
And I'm Will Johnson. You're listening to The Daily Crime. Investigators in New Hampshire say the case of a little girl missing since November of 2019 is a homicide.
New Hampshire Attorney General John Fermella made the announcement at a press conference today in Concord. Fermella says investigators now have evidence that leads them to believe Harmony was killed in Manchester in early December of 2019.
And in Denver, a wealthy dentist has been tried for murder after his wife was shot and killed on a hunting trip in 2016.
Maintaining his innocence, avid big game hunter Lawrence Rudolph is officially on trial in a safari murder mystery, accused of shooting and killing his wife, Bianca, while on an African hunting trip back in 2016.
Will, on today's episode, we're going to discuss some updates in two stories that we've talked about on this show in the past. The first is a heartbreaking story out of New Hampshire, the disappearance of a little girl named Harmony Montgomery, who was just 5 years old when she was last seen in November of 2019. Before we get to the latest news in this case, who was Harmony Montgomery living with at that time, and what were the circumstances surrounding her disappearance?
Right. So if we go back to 2019, Harmony was living with her father, Adam Montgomery, and her stepmother, Kayla Montgomery. And Adam at the time had full custody of Harmony. The couple eventually told police that Harmony was brought to be with her mother in Massachusetts around Thanksgiving time in 2019. But her mother said she last saw Harmony during a phone video conversation around Easter of that year. So all of this timeline, I will let you know, and we've covered this case before, as you mentioned, is a little confusing because as it was all coming out eventually that she was missing, it was never really clear when she or who last saw her. Police say Harmony was seen with Adam and Kayla, as well as their other two biological children, when they were evicted from their residence in Manchester, New Hampshire, at the end of November in 2019. According to the New Hampshire Attorney General, the family reportedly lived out of their vehicles for a short time after that eviction. And then sometime between December 6th and the 10th of 2019, Harmony was no longer seen with Adam, Kayla, or the other two children. So as far as investigators are concerned, that's sort of the window of time where she disappeared. However, we didn't know any of these details until after Harmony was reported missing, and that was at the end of 2021. That's how long it took for anyone to report that she had vanished, and that was 2 years after she was presumably last seen. There are various reports about who made the missing person report. The tip may have come through, quote, non-traditional channels. But what we do know is that at the end of 2021, she was reported missing.
And it's not long after that point then, Will, that both Adam and Kayla Montgomery were taken into custody.
That's right. But the charges were not connected to Harmony's disappearance. Here's reporting from News Center Maine with more on those arrests.
Police arrested both of them shortly after they started searching for Harmony. Adam was arrested for allegedly hitting Harmony before she was last seen. Kayla was arrested on fraud charges for collecting SNAP benefits under Harmony's name.
Now, according to the release at the time, the indictment alleges that Kayla Montgomery told the New Hampshire Department of Health and Human Services several times that Harmony was a member of her household between November 30th of 2019 and early June of 2021, when in fact she was not. Those were not the only arrests, though, involving Adam and Kayla. Reporting from NBC Boston on this timeline, in April of this year, authorities announced that Adam Montgomery was facing a series of gun charges related to a theft dating back to 2019. Also in April, they announced that Kayla Montgomery was charged with two counts of receiving stolen property related to a gun theft that took place back in 2019. In June of this year, authorities confirmed that Kayla Montgomery was taken back into custody by Manchester police on perjury charges for allegedly lying to a grand jury. And then just a few days later, she waived her arraignment on the perjury charges. Bail was set at $5,000. She was not allowed to leave the state. In mid-June of this year, a major police search was conducted at the former home of Adam and Kayla Montgomery. Officials didn't release any new details about the search or investigation. And at the end of June of this year, Adam Montgomery was indicted on 8 new charges. He's now facing new gun and theft charges. Now, he's not charged in Harmony's disappearance. He has been in jail since January. He could go on trial as soon as November for those new charges.
There was some other news earlier this year as well related to a woman who was dating Adam Montgomery prior to his arrest. Tell us about that.
In March of this year, police said they'd found the body of Kelsey Small. She was Adam Montgomery's girlfriend at the time he was arrested back in early 2021. Here's more reporting from News Center Maine.
Manchester, New Hampshire police just released new details in the case of Harmony Montgomery, the 7-year-old who went missing earlier this month. They say the girlfriend of Harmony's father was found dead earlier this month.
Manchester, New Hampshire police told us today that Kelsey Small was found dead in Manchester on March 13th. Police would not tell us where Small died or how she died. She was not facing charges in relation to Harmony's disappearance. Investigators are still looking into how she died, but they say it is not considered suspicious.
So, Will, what is the latest in this investigation? What are police saying now about the case?
Investigators have concluded that Harmony Montgomery was killed in Manchester, New Hampshire in early December of 2019. So investigators are now approaching the case as a homicide. The announcement came during a recent press conference during which New Hampshire Attorney General John Formella and Manchester Police Chief Alan Aldenburg spoke.
He says they have not found her remains, but they do have multiple sources, including biological evidence, to back up their beliefs.
Now, the Attorney General says officials will continue to search for Harmony's remains. At that press conference, Police Chief Aldenburg also spoke, and he said he believes someone out there has information that can lead them to Harmony.
If you were that person, pay attention to me carefully. If you were that person, I implore you to do so now and come forward. I'm not asking you for do it for me, for the people in this room, the people that have been working this investigation. Do it for this little girl who's on this screen. The time is now. Time to step up and do the right thing. Make the call to that tip line or contact the Manchester Police Department any way you see fit.
Police are asking anyone with information regarding Harmony Montgomery's disappearance to contact the Manchester Police Department's 24-hour Harmony Montgomery tip line. That number is 603-203-6060. Last month, Larry Rudolph went on trial for the murder of his wife. Reed, this is another case we've been following and covering on the show for months now. Remind us of everything that's happened leading up to this trial.
So, Will, the events at the center of this case took place back in 2016. Larry Rudolph, a wealthy dentist from Arizona, and his wife, Bianca Rudolph, went on a hunting trip to Zambia. While they were there, Bianca was shot and killed. And Larry's explanation for what happened was that she shot herself on accident while trying to pack up one of their firearms. It was a shotgun. And so in 2016, Bianca's death was ruled an accident by Zambian officials. But then investigators in the United States took a look at the case and they started to discover some potential red flags. According to federal records, Larry didn't want officials in Zambia taking photos of his wife's body. He rushed the process of having her body cremated before returning to the United States. And then once he returned home, he immediately began the process of claiming a $5 million life insurance policy. At some point after that, a medical examiner in the United States also put together a report on Bianca's cause and manner of death. Of course, her body had been cremated in Zambia, so he could only use photographs. But what this medical examiner concluded is that the shot that killed Bianca came from 2 to 3 feet away. And so it would have been nearly impossible for Bianca Rudolph to reach the trigger of the shotgun that killed her. So in 2021, after 5 years of investigating, the FBI arrested Larry Rudolph and he was charged with the murder of his wife.
Reed, the last time we talked about this case, the update was that a second person had been charged, a woman named Lori Milleron. Who is she and what was she charged with?
So Lori Milleron was reportedly a girlfriend of Larry Rudolph's who was living with him in Arizona in the time since Bianca's death. According to federal records, a former employee of Larry Rudolph's told investigators that there had been an affair going on prior to the Zambia trip and that Milleron had given Larry Rudolph an ultimatum of 1 year to sell his dental office and leave his wife. And the news earlier this year was that Lori Milleron was accused of being an accessory after the fact to the murder of Bianca Rudolph, as well as some other charges, including obstruction and perjury. And then last month, Larry Rudolph and Lori Milleron were actually tried together.
Reed, walk through what happened at the trial. What was the case against Larry Rudolph, and what was his defense?
Well, I'll start with the defense argument here, and this information comes from our partner station, KPNX, as well as a report from the Associated Press. The defense argument was essentially what Larry Rudolph told investigators in Zambia right after Bianca died. They argued that Bianca Rudolph was a nervous traveler and that she was trying to pack up the shotgun in a hurry, and then that's when she accidentally fired it.
In opening statements in the first week of the jury trial held in federal court in Colorado, Rudolph's defense team arguing the wife accidentally shot herself while putting her gun away and that she had been aware of his affair. The couple's children in court in support of their father.
Prosecutors countered that with evidence showing again that that was impossible because they said the wound to Bianca's heart came from a shot fired 2 to 3.5 feet away.
The prosecution, though, claiming Rudolph confessed, referencing a moment at a Phoenix steakhouse when witnesses say they heard Rudolph yell to Milleron, "I killed my expletive wife for you."
Some other details that we've learned, the couple's hunting guide told investigators that Larry Rudolph had unloaded the shotgun the day before the incident, but then at trial, Rudolph testified that he couldn't remember whether or not he'd done that. He said that when he got back home, he put the gun in his garage because he didn't want to look at it. But then in 2018, so this would have been before he knew about the FBI's investigation, he testified that he took the gun apart, put it into 2 cardboard boxes, and paid a man cash to haul it away along with some other trash. The motive that the jury heard from prosecutors, in addition to that life insurance policy, was that Bianca had asked Larry Rudolph for more say in the couple's finances and actually asked that Lori Milleron be fired from Larry Rudolph's dental practice. And they alleged that Larry killed her because he wanted to have control over his life. The defense responded to that by arguing that Larry and his wife had agreed to have an open marriage and that there wasn't really a financial incentive because they said Larry Rudolph was worth about $15 million at the time. In total, the trial lasted 3 weeks, and then the jury deliberated for a day and a half before ultimately reaching a decision.
And Reed, what was that decision? What were the verdicts both for Larry Rudolph and for Lori Milleron?
Larry Rudolph was found guilty of murder and of mail fraud. That charge was connected to the life insurance claim. He's now set to be sentenced in February, and he'll face a maximum term of life in prison or the death penalty. Lori Milleron was found not guilty on some of the perjury counts that she was facing, but guilty of 2 counts of perjury before a grand jury, obstruction of a grand jury, and then being an accessory after the fact to murder. She'll remain out of jail with an ankle monitor until her sentencing. According to the Associated Press, when this all came to an end, Rudolph waved to Lori Milleron as he was let out of the court and back to jail.
All right, Reed, thanks for bringing us that story, and thanks to our partner stations KPNX and News Center Maine in Portland, Maine, for their help on these stories. And thanks for listening to The Daily Crime. If you haven't already, check out our new podcast, Intent, the Tex MacIver Case, wherever you listen to podcasts. For The Daily Crime, along with Reed Redman, I'm Will Johnson.